DJ L. Spade, Common Knowledge Podcast. Just a man doing the best he can with what he got. For those of you who don't know, I currently live in Japan. And living in Japan, I have been on the record saying that there ain't gonna be no damn Olympics this year. Or at least there shouldn't be no damn Olympics this year. It makes no sense trying to have the Olympics during the recovery year of a pandemic. It's dumb as hell. Like right now, Japan is in an emergency lockdown mode. Nobody can do anything. They're trying to lock everybody down. And you can't even get vaccines right now in Japan. But you mean to tell me you feel comfortable letting the whole world come in? Like the whole world needs to be vaccinated before we even think about having the Olympics. Like that's not top priority. The hell with the Olympics. I've almost gotten into fights over this in Japan. I was in Osaka at a restaurant and one guy was talking about the Olympics. I was like, bruh, I don't think it's going to be no Olympics next year. He's like, no, it has to be Olympic because we got to pay for all the tourism and blah, blah, blah. And the money we spent. I'm like, dude, rip the Band-Aid off now. It ain't going to be no damn Olympics, in my opinion. If they pull off the Olympics this year, it's going to be obvious. It's just because the money. Like, it's a money grab. And make no mistake about it. Just like the rest of the world, Japan is hurting right now. Like, this pandemic is hurting everybody. And Japan is, like, no exception to this. So a lot of people really want to have this Olympics to try to drive in tourism and bring money. Like, okay, statistically, the Olympics always make countries lose money anyway. Like, that's just what it is when you look at, like, the overall Olympics. Every country loses money on it. But, like, the initial boost is supposed to be from tourism. So if you don't have, like, people coming in and out of your country, like, for tourism, then there's no purpose of having the Olympics. Like, an Olympics in a bubble, like they did in the NBA, that's not going to work, you know? It's a global event. You have people from every country coming in there to compete. And if you're not going to really like open it up for tourism, then yeah, it's kind of pointless. I don't see like the point of it. Getting the Olympics to turn over a profit is not the move. The Olympics have pretty much became like a flex for first world countries. You do it kind of like to say, yo, I'm on top. Look at me. I got the Olympics. But you don't really get into the Olympics to try to turn over a profit because it's become more like a first world status symbol type thing. Like, yo, look at us. That's why a lot of countries want the Olympics. It's kind of like a validation thing for them. Cut two. Former Prime Minister Modi making a comment. Now, for those of y'all who don't know, Yoshihiro Modi is an ex-Prime Minister of Japan. And he's on the Tokyo Olympic Committee. He runs that right now. Ex-Prime Minister. He's the guy over everything. Not too long ago, this guy made some sexist-ass comments that made everybody go, bruh. Like, seriously, if you had a turntable, the record would have skipped. And let me read you what Morty said. During a meeting full of women, he said, yo, meetings on boards of directors with a lot of women take so much time. Women have a strong sense of rivalry. So if only one female member raises her hand to speak, all other feel like they need to speak too. Now, you may be saying to yourself, hey man, that's not a big deal. Yeah. It is a big deal as hell, bro. Let me tell y'all about like the hierarchy as an outsider, as a foreigner, as a gaijin, from the outside looking in. It goes like this. The number one important thing in Japan is the company. After that, the most important thing is the man. After that, house cat. After that, woman. Women are really fighting for like more of a role in government and in Japanese society as a whole. So this is a big ass deal, especially a former prime minister saying this about like board members that supposed to be his equals, like not his employees. Though. You can't be shooting off like that. These women on this board are supposed to be just as important as you are, dude. So it's a big deal. Like, for starters, nobody says that when guys raise their hand to speak. Like, nobody says, yo, man, guys talk too damn much. Which I'm not going to lie, you can make a compelling argument that dudes really do talk too damn much. Like, really, you can really make that argument. Dudes talk way too damn much. But that's kind of a slanderous thing that we throw upon women. Like, oh, women talk too much and women rivalry. Once again, I don't see too many women in the club fighting over dudes. Not too many. Don't see it. But I see a lot of dudes fighting over women, and that's rivalry. I don't see too many women dirty macking out here in these streets. I'm quite sure it happens, but look, I'm just saying, I got a lot of counterpoints to show you that dudes are rivals too. But anyway, Morty said, yo, women take too long because they talk. They need to shut the hell up. Basically what he said. That was the sentiment. Women, shut the hell up so we can get things popping. And the international community, along with some people in Japan, rightfully jumped on Morty's ass for that. Like, yo, you can't be saying that, bro. And the reason why this is a problem, you're trying to host an international event that includes women while simultaneously saying women's opinions are not that important. And that's the main thing you got to get in this global society we in now. It ain't just your country sentiments. It's the world sentiments. And that's why, like, I don't know why the IOC keep having Olympics in some of these problematic countries. Like, yo, man, some of these countries, yo, I wouldn't want to visit at all. I don't see why I would like to visit for the Olympics. We're supposed to be trying to, like, strive to be all-inclusive. And you're already saying, yo, this one section of women, you need to shut the hell up. It's a blanket comment. It'd been different if he would have pointed out one woman, like, these two women right here, they keep bogging down my meeting, but that's not what he did. He's like, yo, women in general, man, they just take too damn long because when one woman raised their hand, the other woman want to raise their hand too. I think it's good to point out the homie ex-Prime Minister Morty is old as hell. He's a dinosaur. And this is something that a lot of older men think, but it's not something you're supposed to say out loud. Right? And this goes to a problem that Japan has. Japan, at its heart, is a gerontocracy. G-E-R-O-N-T-O-C-R-A-C-Y. Basically what that is, man, like, America is too, but Japan is really, really filled with old people who are not giving up power. Like, the whole country is ran by the older generation, and they're not moving over. It's hard as hell for, like, a young Japanese guy coming up in Japan to move up. It's like, it's damn near no movement up because old people are not moving out the way. They're not. And that's a problem Japan has. Like, Japan has a population problem right now. Like, yo, like, the population is dipping. But if you talk to a lot of younger Japanese people like I have, their argument is, yo, why would I bring a kid in this world, man? I ain't got no good paying job. And there's no forward mobility for me. So, yo, I might as well just not have a kid in the practical sense of all terms, just not have a kid because the old folks are not moving along. And you're not going to move the country forward with this backward ass thinking. Now, Morty's comments landed him in hot water. A lot of people have been calling for dude to resign. He's like, no, I'm not resigning, which once again illustrates my point. Old folks not moving along. Like, dude, you're 83 years old. Let it go. Let it go, man. 83. Like, yo, I'm not trying to come down like an ageist or saying that, yo, there is no place in society for older people. And let me give Japan its props because a lot of Japan jobs will hire older people. Like, you see construction sites where, like, older people are just hired just to show you where to go. Like, don't walk here. Or wave a flag. So I'm not trying to, like, dog that aspect of it out. But if you're trying to be socially progressive in the year our Lord, 2021, you're not going to get that out of an 83-year-old dude. You're just not going to get it, man. At 83, man, you're setting your ways. I mean, I guess anybody can change, but I don't know, man. I think it's time for this guy to just hang it up, man. Hang it up, Morty. And I'm saying hang it up because this ain't going to be the last gaffe this man makes. At 83, dude, you're going to let a lot of stuff fly because at 83, you just don't care anymore. We all know how old folks get down, man. Old folks gives nay dams about your opinion, man. They just gonna say it, dog. That was one thing about my grandfather, God rest his soul. He didn't hold back nothing. And this was in his 70s. Like at 72, man, he said whatever the hell he wanted to say. He didn't give a damn about your feelings, your social constructs, what society thought. That's just a thing, dude. And you're not gonna be able to finesse this in today's society. You're not. Because historically, we've marginalized women. You know what it is. Come on, man. Like, seriously. Women are fighting for a place at the table. And they want to be taken seriously. Now, putting a nice little bow on all of this, people are trying to use the Morty gaffe as a way to cancel the Olympics because over half the population in Japan are like me. They don't want to have no damn Olympics. So they're saying, yo, look, we can't even get the Olympic Committee meeting right here in Tokyo. Why don't we just cancel the whole damn thing? Like, you may be saying to yourself, man, hey, this is too much. This is too much social stuff. Everybody's sensitive. But wouldn't you not be sensitive if for the last 100 years you've been marginalized and put down and told you're stupid and you got to fight all these negative tropes? Like, seriously, think about, like, what women have to go through. And I'm talking about this as a black guy who has, like, a bunch of stereotypes thrown upon him. Like, when I came to Japan, it was hard to even convince people I was American in some cases. Like, I was always from some African country. Which, yo, African descent, gotcha. But my question is, why do you look at this white guy as a default American and I'm not? And that's kind of this thing with women, too. They got these default characteristics just thrown upon them. Yeah, you're weak. You too opinionated. You don't know how to get along with each other. And once again, those could be personal thoughts you think, but at a board meeting, that ain't the time to let your personal thoughts fly, bruh. But at 83, I don't know if you can turn that water spigot off, bruh. Yo, what's up, DJ L Spade, Common Knowledge Podcast. If you like my podcast, maybe you'll like my music too. I humbly ask that you go listen to my music on Spotify, Apple Music, or other music streaming service providers. Thank you. All right, it's February, and we all know what that means, baby. Yeah, Black History Month, woo! Yeah. Hey, man, I'm on the record of saying that I hate Black History Month. And the reason why I say I hate Black History Month is because I feel like 1 month is not enough to highlight Black excellence. I feel like it should be a year-long thing. It's kind of insulting to say, yo, I'm going to subjugate all of Black history, which is really American history, because when we say Black history, we're not learning about, like, quote unquote, Black people from other countries. Because if you really want to be honest, Black people in other countries don't exist. The whole black and white. Isabel Wilkerson wrote a book about this, and the book is so right. It talks about the bipolar racial structure of America and how, like, the biggest export of Western society was Western racism. Like, yo, you either black or you white. White is a proxy for privilege. Black is not. So what are you, black or white? And we just threw that upon the whole world. Because before that, think about it, man. And I never forget this. When I first came to Japan and I started DJing, I DJed at a bar from a Nigerian friend of mine named Francis. And he told me, yo, there are no black people in Africa, Marcus. And I was like, dude, what the hell are you talking about? Of course there's black people in Africa. He's like, no, dude. Like, everybody in Africa has countries. That guy's Kenyan. I'm Nigerian. He's Cameroonian. Like, we don't think about it in the sense of black and white. I was like, yo, it makes sense. And it's February. It's Black History Month. I like to ask white people, how are you celebrating Black History Month? Also, what do you know about Black history? Black people, like, know Black history to a point. But white people really use Black History Month to, like, say, okay, it's something I ain't gotta learn. Like, okay, that's their history when it's American history. Also, a thing about Black History Month that pisses me the hell off is people just know about, like, slavery. All people seem to know is slavery. Like, Black history in America didn't start with slavery, guys. Like, it didn't. And that's one thing that is often really highlighted. Like, yo, black people came here, they were slaves. We let them go. It's like, it's always pivoted as something that white people did benevolently. Not like something that was atrocity that we should be shaming. It's always like, yo, we made black people slaves. And then, you know, we said, that's wrong. We let them go. You're welcome, black people. That's how it's positioned, man. I hate it. I really, really hate it. And yo, this gives me the opportunity to talk about one of the most problematic quotes we had from Kanye West saying slavery was a choice. Because Kanye West was seen to be an influential person in the black community, which is another problem I have. Like, look, when y'all keep throwing around this black leaders title, it's not like black people got together and had this secret caucus where we like, you know what? You guys, you're the leaders. It's just something that like a lot of white folk just throw upon them. So your black leader said that. And at the time, Kanye was pivoted as a black leader. And he said slavery was a choice. So let me take a second right now to talk about that and how much it pissed me the hell off. Here is this man quote. Kanye West quote. When you hear about slavery for 400 years, for 400 years, that sounds like a choice. You were there for 400 years. And it's all y'all. It's like we were mentally imprisoned. That's the dumbest shit ever. Ever. Like, I get tired of this. Yo, man, it was a mindset. And if we all just think about it and overcome. Look, man. White folks didn't get America from thinking about it. They got that shit from guns and flexing power. And genocide. That's how they got it, man. It wasn't no big philosophical study about them having free thoughts. That was not it. And also what's infuriating about the slavery was a choice thing is you act like there wasn't a whole system to imprison people. Let me ask you. In every prison in America, there are way more prisoners, way more inmates, than there are officers in the prison. Why don't those prisoners take up arms and break out of prison? Well, for one, most of the correctional officers have guns, more weapons, and if they did escape, there's a whole system to bring those people back. Now, apply that logic to slavery. There was a whole system to capture escaped slaves. So I'm on a plantation. It's 100 slaves and maybe 13 of the family of a slave owner and the workers. Yes, I can overpower that whole plantation, but what happens next? I got the whole federal government coming down on my ass. All right, let's say I get over that hurdle and I say I'm going to leave. I'm new to this terrain. I don't know where I'm at. And y'all act like everybody in every African-speaking country spoke the same language. So I got the language barrier to work with. So I can't really work with all these other people from other countries right now. So let's say I get over the language barrier and we get a revolt and we kill all the slave master and his family and we dodge the federal government. Now I got to decide where the hell I'm going to go and how I'm going to get there, because I don't know where I'm going. Who am I supposed to trust? And yo, this is before we get to any of the psychological trauma these folks had to overcome, seeing families ripped apart, people being raped, mutilated, killed, and all the threats they had if they do run. I refuse to let Kanye West or anybody disparage the memory of the great Underground Railroad leader, Harriet Tubman, all the abolitionists that put in work because they stupid. Because this is just a dumbass comment. Everybody want to romanticize slavery, dude, but no, it's not so cut and dry. All these fucking factors lead to the fact that slavery wasn't the choice. Oh, that was the dumbest shit ever. But Kanye is not the only person that thinks that way. He is not. A lot of people feel like, yo, just pull yourself up by your bootstraps. There is nothing holding you guys back now. The thing about systems, right? Systems are built to last. They are. And systems take a long time to change. You can't change the system quickly, nor do you want the system to change quickly. Because if it changes quickly, it's going to switch the other way quickly. Like, that's generally how it happens. Systems. But changing the system is hard. We're just now getting to the point we're starting to see systemic changes. And that's not a black thing. That's not a white thing. That's a us thing. Because one thing that gives me solace, and I heard Ta-Nehisi Coates say this, one thing that always gives me solace is, under no time in American history was there a majority of white people that was down with slavery and oppression? Because if it was, it never would have changed. And why is this piece of American history important? Because as America goes, the world goes. Yeah, I never forget, during like the peak of the Black Lives Matter movement in Japan, it was this German guy who came to me at Costco. He was like, yo, just want to say, man, I believe Black Lives Matter, dude. And I want you to stay up. I'm like, damn. Like, being out of America, I see all the influence America has on the rest of the world. Because people are taking the cues from America on how to treat other people, especially the black people. Like, all the negative tropes and stereotypes from America, it makes its way right back over here. And I feel it right here in Japan. Black history is still going, man. It's an ongoing thing. So I guess what I'm trying to say is, I want black people to be important all year round, not just one month. Do I think we should get rid of Black History Month? No, we should keep it. I'm just saying, with all this, I want black people to be appreciated all year round. Because once again, it's not black history. It's American history. And we all in it together. White people, embrace black history like your own history, because, yo, if you're in America, it is your history. It's American history. And that's all, man. And on that note, yo, happy Black History Month. Yo, DJ L Spade, if you like this podcast, you might like my other show, The Random Show, featuring Alex Lexcalibur Hunter. On The Random Show, we talk about, random stuff. Check us out on YouTube. That's Random, RANDUMB. Or on Instagram, just look up Random. Yo, Lil Uzi Vert has a $24 million diamond implanted in his forehead. Yeah. That's a thing, apparently. Oh, there's so many angles to approach this. But before I do that, let's let CNN Jenny Most give you the report.
Remember how Shirley Bassey sang,
"Diamonds are forever"?
Imagine a diamond being forever in your forehead. Rapper Lil Uzi Vert showed off his new diamond-encrusted face in this video. The pink diamond reportedly cost $24 million. Uzi posted, "This one stone costs so much, I've been paying for it since 2017. A lot of M's for millions in my face." To which one poster responded, "Paid all that money and it's not even centered." Lil Uzi is known for his love of bling and his love of tattoos. There were countless pop culture references to stones getting ripped out of faces. This Avengers scene kept getting posted and reposted. Me gracefully removing Lil Uzi Vert's forehead diamond to pay off my mortgage. Don't let this happen to you, Lil Uzi. The rapper had to suffer for his bling. At one point, he posted, then deleted a photo of blood trickling from the diamond, saying, "If I don't get it took out the right way, I could die. No, seriously." But he survived, posting a video with a diamond glittering in the dark, captioned, "Okay, we good." Some not-so-good outcomes were predicted. This dude is going to be in the shower one day, and that is going down the drain.
Yo, one thing we can point out by this report is how the hip-hop vernacular has just made its way strictly into, like, all of of all society. Like, bling rolling off the tongue of Jenny Moss, like, so easily. Okay, the first thing is, how many of us believe that 70-year-old Jenny Most actually know who the hell Lil Uzi Vert is? Yo, Jenny Most 70 years old, yo. I don't think she in the car bumping Lil Uzi Vert. That's hilarious, the way she's talking about this. And the rapper said, "Lil Uzi Vert is known for his bling." Who told you, Jenny? Who told you? Or maybe Jenny Most just got her ears to the street. Or maybe Lil Uzi Vert has, like, really permeated the culture like that. Like, everybody know Lil Uzi Vert. Maybe I'm being a hater. I don't know. But I just don't think Jenny knows Lil Uzi Vert. But I do respect the way she covered it. She covered it like any other story. So, yeah, props to Jenny on that one. Now, I always said I wasn't going to be one of those guys in my older age that, like, look down at the younger generation. I said I wasn't going to be that guy. Because I remember when, like, older people, when I was coming up, was getting on guys for getting earrings. It was like, "Yo, why are guys getting earrings? That ain't something you're supposed to do." And now it's something that's just commonplace. Like, getting earrings are commonplace. And look, we did a lot of stupid things growing up, too, in my generation. A lot of stupid things. But, never thought about putting a $24 million diamond in my head, bro. That wasn't, like, one of them. Seriously. Real talk, how do you even feel comfortable walking around with $24 million exposed? Like, seriously, I ain't got the money to buy this diamond. I ain't telling nobody how to spend their money. But $24 million exposed? Yo, it's people who won't make $24 million in their whole life. Including this guy right here. I probably would never make $24 million in my whole life. So that's probably more than my whole life income. And can I say this? Like, yo, this may come off sound like a hater, but I think he lying. I don't think he paid $24 million for that diamond, bro. I don't. And, yo, I remember Killer Mike said this, that it's easier to front if you're a rapper because everybody think you really spent the money. And I don't have these problems, but if I was, like, a rapper who liked jewelry, I hate jewelry personally. I don't like stuff dangling off of me, and plus I lost every piece of jewelry I ever had in my life, so I just don't walk around with it because I lose yours. I don't even like having like rings on. I feel them too restricting. But if I was a rapper trying to live that image, I would buy all fake jewelry. Because like, who going to test me? Who going to think that I bought fake jewelry? Unless it's like super fugazi. But, you know, rich folks problem. I don't know if this diamond is real or not, but I'm going off the premise it's real. So Lil Uzi got $24 million just out in the open on his forehead. And let me say this dead seriously. Right now, the world is hungry. And you walking around with $24 million? You know what you look like? A plate. A meal. A come up. A lick. That's what you look like, bro. Like, seriously. That's like one of the, I don't know, weirdest flex during a pandemic with everybody losing their job you ever could do. Like, seriously. Bro, I know folks that will cut your head off for $24 million, bro. $24 million? Just in your forehead, bro? You just a walking target now. Like the hell if it's like smart or if it's dumb or not, but I'm just saying from practical sense, it's like just as a human being, I worry for this young man's safety. Like, the pandemic gonna be extra long for you because you can't never leave the house. I hope you got the greatest home system ever because I would be, I wouldn't even know how to sleep. How do you even wash your head with that thing in your head though? Seriously, how do you even wash your face? Like, what's the upkeep? Like, do you put like toothpaste on a diamond to shine it up every day? Like, seriously, is the diamond removable? Like, really, I hope this thing is removable. Because ain't no way in hell, I would do any show with $24 million on my face. Like, what if you get in a fight and somebody punches you, bro? I'm just saying, what if the diamond goes in your brain? It's so many different factors and variables on this, man. Like, once again, I'm not trying to shame the guy, and this is rich folks' problems. I'm just saying, me as a broke-ass DJ in Japan, I'm just like, yo, I don't see, like, the purpose of this one. Unless you're just trying to get exposure. I mean, look, you got on CNN. So, mission accomplished on that end, if that was, like, your go-to. But I hope you got some damn good security. Seriously, I hope your security includes John Rambo, Frank Martin from The Transporter, and, Frank Farmer as played by Kevin Costner on The Bodyguard. Because you're going to need some damn good security. My guy. And that's the Common Knowledge Podcast. Just a man doing the best he can with what he got. Be sure to check out my music on Spotify, Apple Music. Just look up for DJ L Spade. The music should pop up. If you like this podcast, please like, subscribe, give me a 5-star rating. I would greatly appreciate it. Y'all stay up. Y'all stay safe. I'm out.